This week we have my friend and fellow country wife, Lauren Lane. Y'all may know her as Lauren Bushnell from The Bachelor, but wow, has her life changed since her time on that show. So we talk all about it, and I cannot wait for y'all to have coffee with me and Lauren. Before we get to my friend Lauren, I have got to talk about one of my new favorite podcasts, The Snack Show. What happens when two girls who love snacks enter the chat, but they also have pretty differing opinions? Well, then you get The Snack Show with Jamie and Fallon. Join the weekly Snack Show with Jamie and Fallon as they live out their motto, live, laugh, snack. Y'all, this show is incredible. Jamie Crockett is a displaced West Coast girl living in Nashville. She enjoys random pop culture trivia, all things snacks, beverages, and all the good sleuthing that a mystery has to solve. Fallon Klug is a Midwestern girl making her way to the South by way of New York City. The way to her heart is a back scratch, leftovers, and of course, snacks. Join the weekly journey with Jamie and Fallon, who love to laugh as much as they love to snack, where 30-minute episodes are released every Friday. Y'all, this show is going to bring you so much joy. So if you love all the things cookies, be sure to listen to If You Give a Girl a Cookie for all the cookie snacks. Or if you're a chip lover, listen to When I Chip, You Chip, We Chip. This show, guys, it's going to bless you. Go check it out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coffee with Kaylee with my friend, Miss Lauren Lane. You may know her as a former contestant on The Bachelor. I know her as a friend who's married to a friend.
Yeah.
And we have to start with the story of how we met, because do you remember this?
Yes.
Do you remember?
It was like, I don't remember vividly, but I remember it was the CMAs.
No, was it? It was. CMA week, yes. And it was actually the BMI after the BMI something.
I was wondering. I was like,
because that was your first carpet appearance together.
First ever, yes.
First. And then we saw each other on the carpet and you were in bright yellow looking beautiful.
No, I went like kind of aggressive. And I had like kind of like a sequiny sheer. It was like orange.
Okay. It was a.
I have worn yellow though.
Yes. I'm always like in black. I don't know why. I think I get to award shows and I'm like, I'm feeling bloated. I'm going to wear black again.
I also feel like I haven't been to an award show in like a decade.
Oh, same.
Because literally it's been a long time.
It has been a second and I am not that mad.
I was just going to say, I ain't mad at about
it. We did go to CMAs this last time. It was just readjusting real quick. I was like, okay, I've got to get a spray tan and lashes.
Yeah, you texted me.
Yes, I was Jordan. Like, this is spray tan. Yeah. Loved Jordan.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. Okay.
Like, who does this for you? Who does it? You always look so good on the carpet. So we met night of the BMIs.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about it is, so I watched Lauren's season on The Bachelor because, you know, love The Batch. I kind of phase in and out. I don't always watch all of the season. I really should just tune in at the end. That's the only time
I know.
It stops being like so insanely.
It's like the first
dramatic.
Episode's funny and like fun. And then
it just all makes you nauseous for a while.
I know.
This is the cutest part of this story. We've known Chris since he moved to Nashville, which was...
Seven years ago.
We met at Tyler Hubbard's birthday party, way north of town. That like it was a trek to go to that house.
A road trip.
Before, yeah, it was. Like it was almost Kentucky. I was like, Tyler. And so it was Tyler's birthday party / Super Bowl party, because his birthday's end of January and Super Bowl. And so Chris was there and he'd just moved to town. We're like, hey, nice to meet you. And that was like kind of it. Aww. You know, he was just sweet. I just remember he was sitting in the chair very serious about watching the game and not serious about like wandering and making friends. Like,
you know, Chris is kind of shy.
Maybe that was it.
Like, I did not know this about him, but he's like shy with people. Like, it takes him a little bit to.
Russ is actually kind of like that, too. He's
really?
Not shy. He's definitely not shy.
Yeah.
But he likes to like read a person before he allows himself to be fully just himself over the top.
Yeah.
Cause he's a lot. And I think he's known that. And
sure.
So he's like, can this person handle me being a lot? Or do I have to keep myself reined in?
Self-awareness.
Yeah. That's usually about what he does. That's how he lands.
Aww.
So he was there. I just remember him being in this chair. I can remember where he sat.
You have a really good memory, by the way.
I love that
this
people say this on record on my podcast, because I actually don't. I just remember there's very few, like if you truly, if all of my friends are like, you remember nothing. It's only, I don't remember conversations.
Okay.
Which is, I'm a very safe place to tell secrets because I honestly forget that I've been told
that. Sure.
But I'm not as an auditory learner.
Okay.
I'm very visual.
Okay. And I feel like I'm very similar.
So I can tell you where we all sat in the room.
Yeah.
I can tell you
where things were.
The wrong color of the dress you wore on the carpet. But like, I remember that the BMI thing was first because I remember seeing you on the carpet and already knowing you.
Okay.
But like that kind of thing. But I can't tell you what we necessarily talked about or.
Sure.
But I do remember that Chris, for the first time ever in the 7 years that we have known him, he came running, not running, but he was excited coming up to us.
I just imagine him sprinting.
He was like, the Dickersons are here. No, it's sweet. Like, I know our guy friends are in a healthy relationship when they're excited to introduce them mm-hmm. to us. He came up. He's like, guys, you have to meet Lauren. You have to meet Lauren. And I was like, okay,
so
this
sweet.
Is exciting. I was like, who's Lauren? And then I like turn and it's you.
So you instantly were like, wait, yeah. She's from The Bachelor?
100%. But I was like, remain calm.
Because I cool. somehow knew, though, you, though. Like,
that
maybe
is
just,
so weird.
I guess Instagram, just,
yeah.
Honestly, because I feel like I knew who you were.
That is
and I knew
so
who Russell
funny.
Was. So
yeah, I guess
maybe
like
just
that.
Seeing.
Yeah, I guess.
So I guess we both knew who each
yes.
other were.
So you were the one who said it first. Because I was like, I just remain calm, remain cool. Because like you turn around sometimes and all of a sudden it's just like, hey, have you met my friend Nick? And it's Nicole Kidman. And you're like,
sure.
Remain calm.
Oh my gosh.
Like, make no sudden facial expressions, you know? Like, it's a weird world.
So funny.
That
I know.
We like are a part of.
Sure.
And so anyway, you were one of the first experiences of that for me because I loved The Bachelor. I love that I'm just confessing this and fangirling over here. And so I was like, okay, I just had this inner monologue of like, do I tell her I know? Do I not tell her? Do I tell her I know? Do I not tell her? And then you were like, I'm going to be honest. I already knew who you were.
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect, because I already knew who you were.
Truly. I remember telling Chris this. I was like, that was so nice of Kaylee because I didn't know anyone. Like, I truly felt like such a fish out of water and like I didn't belong, which I kind of didn't.
Which you completely do. But
well, you know, like a lot of people, it's like wives and a lot of people know each other already. So I was kind of like the new person to the situation. Yeah, you were so kind to me. And like, I remember you were like, let's go get a drink. You introduced me to people. We were like,
dancing. Meet Lauren. This is my new friend, Lauren.
And I do remember you saying this. I don't know if you remember this, but you were like, I can truly tell you that Chris is a really good guy. You were
yeah,
like, he's.
I do remember that.
I remember you saying like, he's maybe not flirtatious wasn't the word, but you were like, he is very like friendly and stuff like that, but he's a good guy.
Yeah,
it doesn't
his
mean
heart's
he's.
Good.
Yes. I remember you telling me that. And I already like knew that obviously, but it was nice to hear that from someone else, honestly.
And, in the industry,
and another
and,
female.
Yeah.
It was really nice because that. I valued your opinion
yes.
in that moment.
There's
so.
Plenty of people I haven't had such nice things to say. No,
yes.
I do. I'll only be like, hey, just don't dive headfirst or like,
yeah,
you know,
you'll,
be
in
cautious.
A roundabout way.
Yeah,
caution.
Just be cautious.
Sure.
You know, but I didn't have to say that to you.
No.
And when I don't have to say that,
yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is good news for everyone.
And
involved.
I remember you were like I've met a few, you know, friend girls that Chris has been hanging out with or whatever. And you were like, I've never seen him like, I
no.
remember you said something yeah. along the lines of, I haven't seen him like this or
no,
something.
And
it made me feel really
you,
good.
I was like, he's never run up introducing
yeah.
them to us. Like
yeah.
never. And it was so cute. I loved it. But I just felt like the industry was so kind to us. And mm-hmm. I was so terrified because like you at least were like on a show competing with like the world's, some of the world's most beautiful people. I was just like a college girl who like stuck with her college boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I never did pageants. I never, that was just, I played like tennis.
But same, like truly,
right.
I like,
yeah.
I kind of view, like the way that you're describing viewing yourself was exactly how I viewed myself.
That's
even
funny.
After the show. Like I was
yeah.
like, I'm just
a
flight
girl.
Attendant.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is hilarious. And I've never told you. I applied to be a flight attendant.
Really?
Why do we have such parallel lives?
I don't know.
I applied in college because I was like, I just want to travel.
That's why I applied
to. And that was it. I applied to all.
Did you apply to multiple airlines?
Yes, but I don't think I ever officially. Oh, I was in the middle of applying for all mm-hmm. of them when my friend's dad offered me a job as a missions photographer. And I was like, oh, this is way better.
Yeah.
I get to travel.
Because you got to travel still. Yeah.
I get to travel, but to all different places and mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with like ornery people whose bags never showed up. So I was like, oh, okay, this could be fun. And so I just stopped my application process. But
yeah.
now it's so funny. I look around. I'm like, well, here I am still just traveling
away.
Good thing I wanted to do this.
I know so many people are like,
I'm doing.
Do you miss it? And I'm like, I mean, honestly, no, because I feel like we're so on the go that like,
yes.
No, if I like was in one place all the time, I think maybe I would miss it a little bit.
Were you prepared for like all this travel? Like, does it feel like more so? I'm like, yeah. Like, tell me I'm not alone in feeling like this is so hectic.
It's a little chaotic. And
like, is there laundry everywhere in your house too? Like I came downstairs the other day. I was like, our house looks like a Kohl's department store. Like, there are stacks of clothes and it is not 50% off like it should be. Which you have a clothing line with Kohl's. Plug for Kohl's.
I love it.
Lauren Lane's clothing line at Kohl's. It's actually so cute. And the pictures
really cute
of you and your mom and like sister, it warmed my heart so much. I was like, congratulations to Chris Lane. Like, you're going to be the hottest grandma. Like, your mom.
My mom does look really cute.
She's gorgeous.
So cute. Yeah. I know. I don't think I got her skin, though.
Get out of town.
No, really.
I'm looking at it right now, and it is
she
beautiful.
She has, like, she just has great skin, and I'm just like, I hope. I just, hopefully. No. We need to name
this, like, improper mirror, like, tinfoil or something. You know, it's like, you don't see yourself like other people do. Like, a real mirror shows something different. I don't know. We're all like,
what did I just see? I just saw someone posted something about, have you ever taken a picture of a sunset?
Yes.
And then been like,
quote,
it doesn't do it justice. It's like, how is a photo of you any different?
Yeah. Remind yourself
so
this or something next time. It never does justice. Yes. We're here for inspirational Instagram quotes or TikToks with, I don't know, whatever they do with like music under them and stuff. No, but seriously, it is pure chaos.
Yes.
Like, is it not?
Chaos. So we have a lot of laundry. Yes. In fact, last time I went on the road with Chris was a month ago. I still have one bag that I've not unpacked.
Yes.
So yeah, also having a child just changes that. I used to be way better and way more on top of it. It's different when you have a little nugget running around.
You 24/7.
Yep. And then by the time they're asleep, you're exhausted. You don't want to clean your closet.
Right.
You don't want to do laundry.
And that's what grandparents are great for if you have them around.
Yeah.
I just told a friend of mine, I was like, you know what? Before I hire a babysitter or a nanny help, I want to hire someone who will come do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds crazy, but I'm like, how many people hire childcare and then just so they can do their chores?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. This is so backwards. I would rather pay someone to do the chores.
Sure.
And spend the time with my kid. And I brought that up to a friend the other day and she was like, why does no one think like this? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, even if it's once a month, if I can have someone come and just like organize all the weird piles I have. Like I was showing you our room and stuff. And I have like a pile here and a pile there and a pile there. Like, that's clean. That's half clean. That could be worn
like
again.
I promise there's a system here.
There's really not. But it is. It's so wonderful and fun and like exhilarating. But then when you do add a kid in the mix, you're like, oh, this is now not just all that. It's a lot. And it was a lot before a kid too.
Like, it is. I don't know how.
We're in like what? On an average, 3 cities per weekend times 4. You know, like,
do you sleep
12?
On the bus too? Like, I do not sleep on the bus.
We started,
I think that's
doing
the hardest.
Tylenol PM.
Okay.
Helpful. Or magnesium if you're trying not to have any medication.
Okay.
Magnesium helps. Earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
Our game changer.
I've done the earplugs.
Game changer. But yeah, it's just, you don't sleep as good. But we toured in, and Chris did this too. Like, I always have so much respect for the artists who did tour in a van, did the whole thing.
I was not around for those days.
Yes.
But
and so I was. And
you have different perspective, right?
100%. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? This is bumpy, but it's better than the seatbelts on my back. And it's better than wondering if our bass player is going to fall asleep.
Oh my gosh. That would give me... so much.
The amount of prayers I prayed in a 15-passenger van, I think will sustain me the rest of my life.
Truly. And the fact that, like you said, you were there for that is amazing because, I was not there for that or like the radio tour where you're, I mean, I think Chris said one year he was on the road like 300 days of the year. Like
it's,
I feel
wild.
Like bad that I even complain now because he has such a different perspective because he's like,
but you know, you add in relationships that makes it harder. You add in a son that makes it harder, you know, but okay, we do have to go back to the very beginning, the transition from
started.
Friendship into more with Mr. Christopher. What's his middle name? Eric Lane.
Christopher Eric Lane. Yeah. So in fact, there's a very funny photo. I need to send you this photo.
Yes.
I need to try to find it first. But Chris and I met when I was engaged at the time. I used to be ashamed to say this, but it is part of my story. Yes. I was engaged before.
Proud of you.
And I was engaged to Ben, who was a wonderful person, but clearly it did not work out.
Yeah.
But when I first met.
He was the bachelor.
We got engaged on the show. Yeah. This was quite many, many lifetimes ago. But
yeah, it really feels like an alternate reality.
It truly does.
Like, that was a dream though, right? Like yeah. None of that actually happened.
Because I think I was 20 when I went on the show. I was 24 when we filmed. Okay. So now I'm 32. So it has been a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
But anyways, going on The Bachelor, suddenly you're thrown into this world that you weren't before. So Ben and I were actually presenting at the iHeartRadio Awards in Austin, Texas.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. So that is how I met Chris. We both met Chris. We were introduced to him by Tom Pullman, who works for iHeartRadio. I believe he still works for them. And he introduced us because Chris liked The Bachelor. So he was like, Chris, you have to go meet Ben and Lauren. And I think he had watched like a little bit of our season. Yeah. He didn't watch it from start to finish, but he came
he wasn't
over
doing like Bachelor Fantasy with his bros yeah. like,
on the road, all the guys.
Honestly, respect. I think that'd be hilarious.
But he came over and we said hello, and we actually all four took a photo together. And somehow, I kid you not, the Lord has a funny sense of humor. Chris ended up between Ben and I. So I'm actually standing next to, it goes me, Chris, Ben, and then Tom. So somehow Chris and I look like we're together, like some foreshadowing here.
Foreshadowing again, for sure.
Would have never, ever in a million years believed you if you had told me that at the time. I was very deep into trying to make that relationship work. But anyways, yeah, we just kind of remained friends, just like stayed in touch. I one time was in Nashville with friends. Tried to set him up with a couple of friends because I was like, he's so nice. He's funny. Like,
this is hilarious.
And not in a romantic way.
I did the same crap to Russ. Like, yeah. 100%.
You recognize that they're a good person.
Yes.
So you're like,
Do you need some help with this relationship? Yeah. Like, this doesn't seem to be working out for you. Like, do you actually like her? Or like, he's like, I mean, I don't really know. And I was like, I feel like you should know by now.
Mm-hmm. Truly, it's kind of the same.
I need to know who you tried to set him up with because I have an inkling. Do I know who it is?
Yeah. Well, yes, because you watched The Bachelor. So my friend Amanda Stan, who was on my season, I don't even think they ever like went on a date.
No, but I could even see them aesthetically, like same kind of vibe.
Yes.
I don't know why. I can see what you saw.
I remember telling Amanda, I was like, he's just so nice and like blah, 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 blah. You guys should hang out. I don't think they ever even hung out. Like one-on-one or anything like that.
Did they ever have a conversation?
No. I'm sure they talked, but like via Instagram. Yeah. I don't think. Actually, I need to ask Amanda if I like passed along her phone number. I don't remember if that ever happened.
Oh, it was just maybe hypothetical.
I think it was hypothetical. Like I was trying to talk both of them into
it. So funny.
But then he did actually date one of my other friends who was also on the show. They actually like hung out for like a month. And I had introduced them.
He really was a bad fan.
Truly.
Can you blame the guy? Like everyone on that show is like a 12 out of 10 and like not necessarily emotionally a 12 out of 10 or like maturity wise, but like they're always very attractive people. So like I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. So that happened. I mean, this is over the course of many years. And we didn't talk all the time. We weren't like texting. It was more just like he would like respond to my Instagram story occasionally. And after I had broken it off with Ben, like I had started dating another guy and Chris was playing Stagecoach and me and my friends were all at Stagecoach.
We're just on the same page. I was like, it has to be Stagecoach. It's a Bachelor fam. Yeah. Like it has to be Stagecoach.
So literally, but like, again, just friends, like said, what's up, said hi to his tour manager and his band who are also his friends and just said hello. Like that really was it. So it's so crazy to think that we were just friendly for so many years, literally years before we actually started dating.
Okay, but like I need to know who like held the first hand. Did he kiss you like at a concert? Like what was like the defining moment where you're like, oh, we are no longer just like buddies?
I feel like Chris's personality, I don't even know if he's purposely trying to be flirtatious. I think he just is playful.
Mm.
So he would sometimes
That's a great word for him.
Yeah.
It's not
it's just kind of playful.
There's like flirty and like shady.
Sure.
There's like
Or like bad intentions.
You actually kind of like me. I'm like, my husband is right here. Yeah. You're like that. Like there's like flirty weird. And then there's like playful, like funny. And that's definitely him. He's not anything.
And he was single. Like,
yeah, he doesn't give you the willies.
No. But he would like playfully respond to my Instagram stories and stuff like that. Even when I was dating my ex, who I started dating before Chris, he would like respond to my Instagram stories where like, it was a response where like the guy that I was dating, if he had saw it, he probably been like, why is he messaging you? But it wasn't like, it didn't cross a line. It was just kind of like, he's being a little flirty and like, I have a boyfriend. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to think too much into
it. Was that like super serious though, that boyfriend?
I mean, no, like we weren't living together or anything like that, but it was a relatively toxic relationship. So I didn't like tell Chris to stop because I also like, I'm not going to lie, it was a hard relationship. I didn't love myself during it at all. It wasn't just him being toxic. Like, I think we both were just toxic for each other. So my friend Chris, who was funny and cute, like, I'm not going to lie, like, sometimes when he would respond to my stories, it, like, made me feel good. And I wouldn't respond with anything that was inappropriate or crossing a line. It just made me feel good when he'd be like, you look nice or whatever he would say. I don't know. Sometimes he'd just, like, hard it or hard-eyes it. Nothing crazy. But anyways, the guy that I was dating, we were very on and off, very hot and cold, like, with a toxic relationship.
Yes.
So we had broken up. But this was like probably the third time we had broken up. So in the past, we had gotten back together. So I wasn't like actively dating because we were on a break, I guess you could say.
In the words of Ross and Rachel.
So I wasn't trying to like date anyone else, but I also like we were not together. And again, it was not a good situation. So anyways, I had been out with some friends and we had been drinking wine. It was like, gosh, it was still earlier in the night. Like it was maybe like 6 o'clock. I got back to my apartment in LA, which is where I was living at the time. And randomly, for whatever reason, I decided to FaceTime my friend, Chris Lane, who again, we weren't like actually friends.
I could just have a portal to this like tipsy Lauren Lane.
Yes, and true. I was tipsy. I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
So clearly I feel like I had like looking back, I clearly must have thought Chris was like cute, but it wasn't like I was like pursuing him or wanted to date him. I was just like, you know what? He's fun to talk to.
And
he's playful.
What, like 26? Like,
yeah, probably 26, 27. So I FaceTimed him and so random, but he answers and I'm like, what are you doing? Actually, at first he was wearing this really interesting fedora style hat, which like I had not seen him in before.
I've never to date seen him in one.
Like, no, it's like, wasn't his vibe at all. And I was like, why are you wearing that? And I literally said that cause I was tipsy. So I just started calling him out for what he was wearing. He had on like a couple like necklaces. Like he was very like vibing that night.
He was
so I started giving
so LA vibe.
Yeah. So he was of all places in LA.
Stop it.
No, he was in LA that night randomly. I had no idea. So we're both in LA. Again, he lives in Nashville, Tennessee. I live in LA. I was not anticipating him picking up the phone and being like, I'm in LA.
This
I thought
like
I was
a
just
serendipity moment.
It truly is. It's very weird. And again, I didn't FaceTime him often. This was not something that I did. So the fact that I FaceTimed him in general and then let alone he was in LA is very bizarre. Anyways, he was like, well, yeah, I'm at dinner right now. But me and the band are going out to this like restaurant bar, whatever, you should come. So I ended up tipsy. I was like kind of sad about my ex and whatever. So I ended up going and we ended up hanging out. Like I knew him and I knew his band. I had met them a few times. His brother is his drummer. Yeah. So I knew everyone. And so we were all having fun. We continued to have adult beverages. And next thing you know, I don't know what prompted it. Truly, like this was not something I had thought of. This is not something that I ever would have thought would happen, but something must have come over me. And I just like attacked him and like started literally making out with him. Like, and so
wait.
Kaylee, this is so not my personality.
No, I know this is, I can't even imagine.
No. And like, we're not like at a club or like a dark bar.
Yeah, I was like,
we're
I need like, a vibe check here.
No,
like,
the vibe
is
like
a jukebox playing like.
No, it's like maybe some light music.
Like, I need to know.
There's like maybe some light music and it's like a low key patio style restaurant bar. Like everyone's chilling and I'm just like turning up right now. And Chris, I think Chris says he was extremely caught off guard. Like this was really out of left field. I don't know.
But he's also like, I just am making out with my dream girl. Like this came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Like, congratulations, Chris Lane. Just like so happy for you.
And truly, like I think when people ask about how we first like started dating, this story is not what we tell because
guys, you're hearing the behind the scenes. Do you even realize
not that we like
honor?
Make up a story? We just
I know,
you know, we leave it out because it's like
you do a consolidated version.
Yeah, there was like again, adult beverages involved, and it wasn't like the cutest situation.
With all this mom talk, I thought we should take a quick break to talk about fertility. This company has been so incredibly helpful on my fertility journey, and I tell all of my friends about it, so I figured I should tell y'all about it. It is so easy, you don't even have to go to a doctor or leave your house. With Modern Fertility, it's easy and cost-effective to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick, then simply mail it in with a prepaid label and get your personalized results within 10 days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-to-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and the options for your next steps. Having clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. I know it has helped me tremendously. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, which is obviously a fraction of the price. If you go to modernfertility.com/Kaylee, you can get $20 off of your test. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off your test when you go to modernfertility.com/Kaylee. That means your test will cost $139 instead of hundreds or thousands that it could cost at a doctor's office. So go get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/Kaylee. That's modernfertility.com/Kaylee. Now back to Lauren. But also, okay, I do think this will be valuable to our listeners too. Did you stay exited from the toxic relationship then?
I'm not going to lie. No, there was multiple times. So that happened. And then maybe like 2 weeks later, just fell back into the toxic relationship.
Wait. So did you and Chris even have a conversation about what happened? Like, was there like, whoa, that was crazy last night? Or like what? Question mark?
So yes. Like, I feel like we had, I'm trying to remember. He was like in LA recording his album or something like that. So I think we kind of talked about it and I was kind of embarrassed, or I think I apologized is what happened. And he was like, it's fine. Like, no big deal. Because in my head, again, we're just friends and I had like crossed a line. And so I think I just like said sorry. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's embarrassing. And he was like, no. Like, it was fine. You're fine. Whatever. And then we just like went back to being friends.
Wow.
Like, truly, there was no like, let's do that again. It was just like, right. I'm so sorry. Like,
whoopsie.
And then we just kind of both lived our lives. He played Stagecoach that year, actually. I went, we said hi. Like, it was normal. Like, we were just back to being friends.
Wow. But you went back. Okay.
Yeah, I know. And I wish, I mean, gosh, I feel like.
But this is good because I guarantee there's someone listening to this that is like,
I know. It's hard.
I need to exit, or
Do you know what? I think
there's no shame in like how long it takes, or
I know
it's hard.
It's so hard. And I think, to be honest, this relationship particularly started when I was in a very vulnerable place. I had just ended a very public relationship. I was very sad. I actually got a lot of people really villainized me when my bachelor relationship ended. I think a lot of times in breakups, people want to like point fingers at whose fault it was.
Right.
And I kind of felt like I was the one that they wanted to point fingers at. So I was just in a low place and just sad and lonely. I was in LA. I was just very lonely. So anyways, I think that's part of the problem, is I wasn't in a great place personally when this relationship started. So I think I didn't necessarily have the strength or the, I don't know, self-love to like remove myself from a situation that I knew I like deserved better than. I kind of felt like in that moment I didn't deserve better than that, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I think if anything, just gotta like, I don't know, spend time like loving yourself before you can like find that strength. Cause if you don't love yourself, it is really hard to pull yourself out. And even if you do, toxic relationships are called toxic relationships for a reason. Right. Like, it is not easy to end them, you know? I don't know why. It makes no sense. I'm not a psychologist. I'm sure there's some reason behind it, but
probably some like addictive tendencies,
highs and lows
to it.
Yeah.
There's got to be.
Like, so
I always love I don't know who sings it, but that song that's like, don't let someone find you till you find yourself. That song.
Oh, I don't even know.
Pop song. You do. I'm not singing it on here. It's a very well-known song. It's a very well-known song. But like every time I was like, if I were to be like, hey, this is the anthem to single people. Like, that's it. And it's such a happy song. Like, we'll just insert it here so that I don't have to sing it. Okay, thanks so much. But okay, so you finally exit.
So I finally exit.
Like, what's the final
countdown?
Like, what's, yeah. Did you end it? Did he end it?
I did.
Good job.
I think what really complicated things is we had started like a little side hustle business together.
Yeah.
So I think that really complicated things because we had this other thing mm-hmm. together. So that was also part of the reason why it was hard to like cut ties. Because I think with toxic relationships, you literally have to like completely yeah. stop communication. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in our situation, that wasn't entirely possible at that exact moment. So then yeah. that just like was hard. But I completely like blocked number, like cut ties.
Wow.
I think I just realized, do you know what specifically happened? I think this was a God thing, truly. I was at a friend's birthday party in LA by myself because we were like not doing well. And I'm standing in line for the bathroom and a girl that he had dated in the past was standing in front of me and she turns around. I didn't know who she was. And she was like, oh, you're so-and-so's girlfriend, right? I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, we used to date. And so randomly, we Whoa. had this horrible day and like horrible evening too of like just yeah. a lot of verbal like stuff problems. Going on, problems.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she like was like, that exact same thing happened to me. Same words, same names, same everything. And I think it was like this moment of clarity that I needed wow. to be like, it's not me. It's not just me. Because yeah. I think I felt like I was the problem. And I had been told that.
Well, exactly. I was like, people like this.
Yes.
Like to communicate that that's
And again,
the case.
I was part of the problem. I'm never going to be like, it was just right. this person. It was just toxic on both ends. But anyways, I think it was that moment that I needed. Again, had to have been a God thing because what are the chances right. of me standing in line for the bathroom
Random.
With this person?
Right. Yeah.
And so I think that just gave me the strength to be like, yeah, this is not normal. This isn't it. I knew it wasn't it, but I just needed someone else to like,
wow,
be like, you can do it. Like I did it. Yeah. So you can too. So anyways,
well, that ended. Lauren did it. So you guys can
truly.
Too. Yeah.
I think sometimes you just need that friend or even if it's not a friend, someone to just listen and be like, that has happened to me too. And you're not alone mm-hmm. and you can do it. Like you'll be okay. In fact, you'll be better. Mm-hmm. You just need to like be strong in this moment and just do it. And it was like a light bulb clipped and I was like, I can do this. I got it. Go. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, so that relationship ended. Phone numbers were blocked. Like, I was like, you know what? This is just not healthy anymore. I need to focus on myself. And randomly, Chris had invited me to go on a trip to the Bahamas. And
did he know you were single?
Yeah. I think he knew we were on and off. So I don't know if he knew I was really, really single. Yeah. I think he knew that I would tell him if I was or like I wouldn't go if I
right.
was in a relationship.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
But I don't know. No, I hadn't like divulged to him. Oh, yeah. We broke up.
But he probably noticed like because he's paying attention to your socials.
This is true.
He's like, well, I haven't seen that guy around in a second. He was observant.
Time for me to make my
move.
He had
his eye on a prize. We all know
So he invited me on a trip. He had one other friend going. So I was like, well, I'm not going alone. Like, I'm going to bring a friend because this could be like, I'm bringing a friend. So I ended up bringing a friend and it truly was like a friend's trip. Like I stayed in a room with my friend Haley.
Yeah.
Like it was like not like a romantic trip at all. Yeah. But I think it was the first time that I fully had removed this other person from my life. And I was able to just fully like be present with Chris, who I really enjoyed, and I knew we got along really well, but it was the first time where I didn't have any sort of like baggage or like anything else going on.
Yeah.
So the timing was just really interesting because it totally opened up this new level of like chemistry that I didn't really notice before that, I guess.
Well, or you just like don't let yourself go there.
True.
You know, out of respect for like Russell gets a version of me no one else gets.
That's true.
You know, like.
Yeah. You just don't even let your heart or your mind go there.
It's just inappropriate at some point.
Yeah.
Like there's a vulnerability and like a
sure.
something that just your person gets.
Yeah.
You know?
So true. And yeah, even though it was a horrible relationship, I still was like in a relationship. So I just didn't see him like that. Other than the one time we were like on a break and drinks were had.
Other than the bar. Oh my gosh. This
story. Yeah, that's kind of how it all started. And, but yeah, Chris was not a relationships person. If anything, he kind of was sending mixed messages on the trip because he was like, I never want to have kids. I never want to get married. But then he'd like hug me or tell me. It was just a lot of mixed messages. I think he was afraid of being in a relationship. Honestly, I don't even think he had really been in like a truly committed relationship up until that point.
I don't remember him in one.
I think it was like very like, let's talk and hang out for like a month and then I'm like going to bow out once it gets serious kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I think he was kind of afraid of it. But I do remember, and I, for some reason, I was just okay with it. Like, normally if I liked someone, which I was starting to like Chris more than just a friend at that point, especially by the end of the trip, I would like want to take things into my own hands and I would want it to be on my time, right? And when it wasn't, I would get frustrated or like, you know, I don't know. I would just have those like kind of crazy thoughts, where you're like,
no, for sure.
What are they doing? Like, who are they hanging out with?
Because I don't want them to like forget about me.
Exactly. Or, like just overthinking a little bit. But I never really had that. And part of that is a testament to Chris, because when we got back and kind of went our separate ways, he went back to Nashville, I went back to LA. He FaceTimed me or called me every single day for like 3 months. Every day. And I'm not, and it wasn't like a text.
I wish you guys could see me. My jaw is down. That is like serious.
It was very sweet. Yes. And it was just, hey, how was your day? He wasn't a texter. We didn't like text all day long.
Okay. That is very
We didn't
cute.
Text goodnight or anything like that. It was just every day. He like made an effort to like say hello, call me, whatever.
Oh, he loved you so much.
It was very, it was the first time anyone has like,
wow,
done that.
I'm very proud of him.
It
right
was
now.
Very sweet. Yeah. And to be quite honest, when he was calling me every day, we weren't in an exclusive relationship. We hadn't even discussed that. So I was like going on other dates. Like we were both single, but I just remember that effort like meant so much. And so even when I was on another date, like I couldn't stop thinking about Chris kind of situation.
And that's when you know.
It's when you know. And that's I couldn't even like kiss anyone else. Like I didn't even want like all like I almost felt like I wasn't like loyal to Chris before we were even in a relationship. It was weird. Like I think he kind of had my heart and I didn't even realize it.
You that's know? What happens when you like fall in love with your friend, because I mean we were
you
obsessed
respect
with
them.
Each other and had no idea because we were so used to being around each other and like it's just how it is. You're like, I never want to be away from you. That's called being in love with someone.
I know.
You know? I'm like, it's I could so hang out true. With you all day, every single day. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Uh-huh. You know? You just don't know.
I know. I know. It was very shocking. And then...
How did you become like... What was the DTR moment for you? Like, tell me.
Well, ironically, because you had brought it up, those award shows. So there's three. Yeah. It's like the BMIs.
So like one week.
There's like a week
like,
of
wow,
award
this
shows.
Is so much.
Yes. So he
it's like
had,
night after night after night.
Yes. So he had asked me if I wanted to go to these things with him. We were still just hanging out. Like we had never like defined the relationship.
Like there are couples in like the industry who date for like years before they're like on the carpet.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And I kind of like had this feeling, but I also was like, well, he's inviting me. Like it must not be that big of a deal. But his publicist was the one who was like, he had told his team, you know, I'm bringing a date. Because usually Chris would walk the carpet solo because he was single. So I think this was the first time that he had really like brought anyone. So he just told his team and his publicist was the one who was like, well, you guys should probably figure out like what you are before you walk the carpet together.
Because they're going to ask you.
Because they're probably going to ask you.
People Magazine is here and they're probably going to be like, so Lauren Lane, friend, fiance, what's
so
happening?
Actually, Jensen, who is, you guys work with Jensen, right?
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh,
I love
but
her.
You know her. Okay, yeah. So she is kind of the one who gave us the little old nudge to define the relationship. So that's how it happened. It was nothing like super romantic. It was like, so if I'm going to go to these award shows with you, are we dating? And it was like, I mean, I guess. It was like literally very casual.
So from there to engaged, like how long was that?
Okay. So we got engaged Father's Day, which is Father's Day in June, I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something. So I don't know. Maybe 6 months.
Yeah. Because that's all October, November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 6 months-ish. It wasn't very long.
That is quick.
And we had started talking about getting engaged even before that because I had sent him like ring, you know, he wanted to know what I would want and all that.
Wow.
So it happened the actual friendship was a very slow process over the course of years. And then the dating was slow. And we took things slow. But then the actual, you know, once we defined the relationship, things moved very quickly.
Like, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I mean, that's so similar to ours. Like we were friends and then we kissed and then we were confused and then back. I mean, it's so parallel. And yeah. then we, as soon as he knew, you know, engaged, married 3 months later. Y'all were engaged longer than that.
So, yeah, but actually not that long because we got engaged in June and then married in October. So,
yeah, that is
4 months. Is that only 4 months? Is that the same? That's the same as you guys. Okay, wait.
July to August. August, September, 4 months.
Yeah.
We were like exactly 3 months. It was February 3rd.
So faster.
But I mean, that's
like
is
pretty quick. So very parallel.
Very quick. Very. See? And you were all like, did you have a big wedding? Y'all had a real wedding. You had a gorgeous wedding.
We had a real wedding.
We did too. We did too. We were just younger and like poor. And he was a pastor's kid. So there was like 600 people at our ceremony.
I've never heard of anything like
that. No. No one has.
Like, I've truly. I
like,
can't
we
even.
We might be in the Guinness Book of World Records and I don't know. Like,
truly. Which doesn't surprise me knowing you guys.
We're like, everyone's with us. We're friends with everybody. You're with us.
Literally, if anyone's going to have a 600-person wedding, it's going to be you guys.
But thank God. So it's a weird Southern thing that like you invite everyone to the wedding and then the reception is small. And there's like a cake reception thing that everyone's invited to. And so that...
So 600 people got cake, but 600 people did not
cake,
get
but
dinner.
Only 200 people got dinner. Okay. And there was a potential for 400 people to get dinner. And we just literally prayed over our invites. We were like, in Jesus' name, we cannot have more than 200 and put them all in. Like, I have a picture of me holding a stack that's like the size of my torso, throwing it in the like post office thing. And
I mean, anyway, just the cost of those invites had to have been a fortune.
You know what we did? I designed them myself. Surprise, surprise. And I went to Kinko's, got them printed on an 8x10. And then, but there were three on them and had them slice them.
Okay.
Like this, you can't see my hands, but vertically, if you were to fold it like a pamphlet, it would be like that. Sliced. And then I ordered long envelopes. So that made it seem fancier.
Yeah.
Fancier.
It's honestly very resourceful.
It was very cheap. I think we spent like maybe $100 on invites. Like,
wow.
We were balling on a budget.
Yeah.
When we first got married, he had got dropped from his publishing deal. So we made $12,000 the first year we married, combined income, the two of us. Like our rent was $900. Like, I don't know how we survived.
So yeah.
Paying for a large wedding was just like really not in the cards for us. And anyway, so we had a free church. His dad was the pastor there. So that's why everyone and their brother was invited.
Yeah.
And then our reception was more intimate, but it was a Sunday, only 3 months notice. So only half the guests came,
which is exactly what you prayed for.
Yes. I was like, thank God.
My gosh.
I know it.
And 200 people is still a lot of people.
Okay. So you get married. Uh-huh. How many years was it before you had a baby?
Okay. So about a year later, we got pregnant.
Yeah.
So we were married for about a year.
Okay. So that's and y'all tried for several months.
We tried for about 8 months.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and not like.
Still so similar. We were 9 months.
Yeah. I remember talking to you about that because I was starting to worry a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it's so many people I've talked to. Your mind, especially as a woman, goes to that place of, okay, is there something?
Right.
Could there be something wrong or whatever?
And especially since they don't test you for like a year.
Yeah.
They want you to try for a year. But that's just a long time to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we want to know something, we get to know immediately these days.
Yeah.
And that's like one space they don't really let you. And you're like, but like, why? Can we just check it out? But I guess there's and they actually are sponsors for this podcast, Modern Fertility.
Okay.
And I've all these things. Those weren't really, I didn't really know about those when we were trying, that you can kind of look into this for yourself. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that.
No,
and
I wish I had. Either.
I should do one. For you know, baby too.
Yeah.
Just see where we're at.
Yes. That actually would be really interesting.
My family is like, we're pretty spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that. So whatever happens, happens. But I wouldn't mind if they're 3 years apart.
I've heard that's a really good gap.
Yeah.
I've heard from moms. I've heard speaking from other mothers.
Speaking of gaps in children, do you have something you'd like to tell us, Lauren Lane?
Well, Kaylee Dickerson, I accidentally got pregnant again. we are expecting. No, it's honestly very exciting.
It is so exciting.
I was telling you when I first got here, this is like the first day that I'm really feeling good again. Thank God. Feeling energetic.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, I have been out for the count for the last 9 weeks.
With a 9-month-old?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, he was not even 9 months when we first found out. And it was shocking. Ooh. It was a much different.
I hope that mic picked up my breath for you.
Like, well, I think about, I mean, I'm very, you know, shocked and like a little bit overwhelmed. And then I think about the people who like have, you know, 12, find out they're pregnant a couple of months after having their first. And I'm like, oh my, like, I cannot imagine. But you know what? Like, it's all in the plan.
Exactly.
And I know it'll be great. I'm so happy for Dutton, our son, because he's going to have a sibling and he's going to love it.
And my nephews are that same exact. My older nephew was 9 months and then she found out she was pregnant.
Okay.
Like, and they are two little peas in a pod.
Yeah.
So cute.
Especially.
Like, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Especially, like, I mean, either way, it'll be wonderful. But if he gets like a little brother, like I have two little brothers and they're truly like best friends. And then my sister and I too, like best friends. So no, we're very excited. But yes, it was a much different feeling finding out we were pregnant this time.
You're like, no.
A little bit different emotions, which I kind of felt guilty about, honestly, at first, because
it's natural. Your whole world specifically, like, yes, this is Chris's son or daughter, but like your world changes immediately.
Yeah.
His changes 9 months from now.
True. And
it's just, it's different.
Being pregnant is hard. I mean,
it's a lot of hard work. It's a toll.
It's hard on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And just I don't know what your postpartum experience was.
You can't drink wine anymore.
You can't, like, there are just a lot of different things. Yeah. Like, that you all of a sudden you're limited to, but also like the recovery after delivery was not something that I was aware of until experiencing it. And man, that was rough. So all of a sudden I had all these thoughts when I first found out. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't go through this again right now.
Well,
like,
listen, I will deliver another Frida, whatever that was, to your doorstep.
Kaylee, you gave me the sweetest gift and the most, like, in fact, I have copied you and given that to
I'm so glad.
Moms to me, because it was the most helpful.
Because no one talks about it. No one's like, hey, these are the best types of diapers.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
which are the silhouettes, in case anyone is wondering. It depends. They come in cute colors.
But I think you gave me the black, which also was key, because, you know, good. The black.
You know, make that diaper sexy.
Yeah. It's almost like the bandage material is like a little lacy texture.
Yeah,
it is.
but like that whole kit, there's like, they have their own, if you're expecting the register for this, like it's the Frida postpartum kit. And it was so helpful. I remember the different creams that helped. And like everyone's different. Everyone enjoys different things, but that helped so much. And I was like, you know what? I thought about it. I was like, I don't know how many guy friends Chris has that have had kids or what girlfriends I was like, I had girlfriends who'd had kids.
Yeah.
And were like, this
is what you need.
And so I don't know if she has that. And if she doesn't, then I'm going to just drop it off on her doorstep. I don't want to see you
kind.
Or your baby. Someday I will. Like, you just wear no makeup and a robe and don't have to see anybody.
No, not to mention you had handwritten little notes as to what each item is for. And it was so helpful.
I was pretty new postpartum too, that I remembered it also.
You were but also I remember thinking this. I was like, she has a baby. And the fact that she did this and took the time, it was so nice.
Well, I think it was so new too, that I was like, so excited too. I was like, you ask other people, like my sisters-in-law who've had like 1,000 children, but it was so long ago.
Yeah.
They're like, they don't remember. I was like, this is so fresh for me. I remember this protector for the ladies because they're raw from the child feeding.
It's true.
Them.
And it also, like, not to mention, like we kind of mentioned, we go through the 9 months and then your husband or your partner or whatever, they just go the 9 months and then have a baby. Like they don't really, and your gift also perfectly sums that up, because I had all these, I had Depends and all these different things for the healing process after. And then I think you put in there and rusted a bottle of whiskey for Chris. Like, if this doesn't sum up what women have to go through versus men.
Yeah, he was like, this is from Rust.
Yeah. And it was like a nice bottle of whiskey. So I feel like that really sums up
the
pregnancy
of his experience and your
experience.
Versus
mine.
But I'll need to make a Amazon shop something of all the things that were in there for help people register for it.
That's a great idea because obviously you can't make those for all of your wonderful listeners, but truly like it was so helpful. Yeah. So, and all of that stuff, you know,
it was awful.
A lot of it's from Amazon or I've seen it at Target and stuff like that. So it's more just you don't know that you need it.
That you don't, honestly. And my sister-in-law, she's the one who has the boys 9 months apart. Mm-hmm. She was the one with the shields for the ladies breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. When I was like, I think I'm going to die. Like, I remember I took a picture of my face, like in excruciating pain because I was like, I just need to remember like what this process is like postpartum. And overall, like, I'm really grateful. I definitely had touches of anxiety, but not overall too bad, which it'd be great if you touched on yours too. But like, it wasn't all that bad. But she was like, you need this. You need this. And I was like, Prime Now'd it when like Prime Now was still a thing. I was like, I need this in 4 hours.
Yes.
And it was such a game changer. And I was like, things that people just don't tell you.
I know. I know the healing process was, and I didn't have a C-section.
Yeah.
You're
the tiniest person. I remember when you told me that you delivered naturally, I was like, oh my God, are you all right?
I mean,
you're a size 00, pushed out a baby.
I mean, we both had big babies and I don't even know if that's fully
got some birth and hips over here. My mom had 6 kids and those genes are alive and
really?
Well in my body.
You think it's a thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I actually had a really wonderful, smooth labor, but the healing aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just sitting down was painful and no one tells you that. Yeah. And you can't even fully prepare. Even if someone told you it, you can't prepare for
and
what
it feels like.
You're trying
to snuggle this sweet thing that's only that little for so long.
I'm like getting
long.
The...
Ugh. Yeah, I know.
Like,
but hey.
I don't want to go through this again.
But then you remember the smell. You remember the like little grunts and stuff. Like I just went and saw our friend's little baby girl. She was like, the witching hour is such a real thing because that newborn at like 7, 6, 7, they get real tired and they just want to be asleep. And they're like, why won't you stop crying? You know, at least that was my experience. And she was like, I hate calling it that. I was like, I didn't call it that. I was like, I called it the wishing hour. And I was like, because they wish they were asleep.
Yeah.
You wish they were asleep or they wish they weren't hungry and you wish they would eat, you know, like everyone's wishing for something that they don't get.
So true.
And I was like, I'd like to reframe that. And she was like, you need to tell people this. I was like, you know what? The wishing hour. It's the wishing hour.
So true.
It's just a little chaotic, you know, and
oh my gosh, a little exhausting,
chaotic, but then, you know, it's a season you go to bed at 7 o'clock and that's what pregnancy prepares you for.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to go to bed at 7
and I need to nap when I can.
When I can. Yeah, totally. Taking another quick break to talk about my favorite cleaner in my house, there is no better feeling than having a healthy and clean home, and that is why I love using products from Grove. Grove Co.'s concentrated cleaners and refillable glass bottles are friendlier to the planet and twice as effective as the leading natural brands. You can use sustainable products for every room in your home, from laundry care to hand soaps and more. Grove Co. has you covered with safe formulas and refillable packaging that never compromise on performance. So join over 2 million households, including mine, that have started shopping sustainably at Grove. Did you know that only 9% of plastic actually gets recycled, no matter how much you put in the recycling bin? At Grove Collaborative, they believe it is time to ditch single-use plastics for good. Grove carries hundreds of products that are aimed at replacing single-use plastics across your home and personal care routine. And by 2025, Grove will be 100% plastic-free, which is incredible. Everything I've bought from them, their refillable glass countertop sprays and bathroom sprays, they all smell amazing. They look so pretty in the kitchen, but also get the job done. It is the best. So go to grove.com/CWK today to get a free gift worth up to $50 on your first order. Plus, shipping is fast and free. Get started right now at grove.com/CWK. Grove.com/CWK. Now back to Lauren.
I know I'm curious to see if going through it a second time will be easier in some ways, especially with things like breastfeeding. Like, I'm just curious if your body kind of acclimates a little bit and desensitizes a little bit. Yeah, so
that'd be nice.
I will report back.
Yeah, please do. Please do. But you had some postpartum.
Yes, I did. I struggled.
I loved that you shared that on your socials and I thought that was like so powerful. I was really proud of you.
I did. I was feeling that way for a long time before I even recognized it, I think. I mean, I'm talking like maybe a couple months. And then I had an actual like real panic attack that I had never had before and truly thought I was like having heart. I didn't know what was happening. I drove myself to the fire station down the street because I literally thought I was like having a heart attack. turns out, I'm pretty positive in hindsight, it was a panic attack. And I mean, it was weird because I had like actual physical, like heart racing, like I had real physical symptoms, but I think my anxiety had just manifested itself for so long. And then I just finally hit, you know, and also you pair in true like postpartum, you know, hormone shifts and all that stuff with someone like me who I actually have struggled with anxiety for quite some time. And then also you're not sleeping, like there's so many factors that go into it. So it is such a normal thing. Yeah. It wasn't that I didn't recognize it because I was ashamed of it or anything like that. I think you're just so focused on this tiny human that you kind of forget to focus on yourself.
Wow. That is a word, Lauren Lane. That is so true.
So finally I recognized it. Unfortunately it had to be because it got to the point of me having a panic attack, but sometimes it takes something like that to kind of make you realize. So I made an appointment at my for my doctor, and I started taking a anti-anxiety, and it helped me tremendously in that season of life. And then I actually stopped taking it just when I found out I was pregnant. Yeah. I know a lot of people who take it during pregnancy, so it was just a personal decision of mine, and I actually feel really good. But
good. That's what I was going to ask. Was going off it hard, or
it wasn't as hard, but I noticed this with Dutton as someone who struggles with anxiety just normally. I kind of just have gotten used to feeling like a little bit anxious all the time. When I was pregnant, I didn't. I don't know if there's a hormone that happens, but I felt very calm during pregnancy. So there has to be something that happens to your body and your brain during pregnancy. I actually should look into this, but for whatever reason, when I'm pregnant, I feel really calm.
Yeah, you feel a little more like invincible too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about, the first trimester stresses me out.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I'm like overly cautious. I like lay on the couch just because I'd had a like super early miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if they put people on bed rest to keep a baby, I'm like, I'll just do that first trimester. No one told me to do that. I don't work out hard.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't with Remington, and at least not that first. I don't really do much because I'm like, it's just so fragile.
And your body's kind of telling you.
Yeah. And you're so tired. So exactly. You're throwing up. Well, I didn't really throw up, thank God. But you're just so tired that I think your body does do that to kind of protect you and the baby. And, but after that, you're like, I don't know. I felt that too. I felt really invincible almost. Like I'd never been so proud. And what was crazy is like how. Did you like feel extra sexy? I thought I would not, I'd be like ashamed of how my body would look, but that never happened.
Yeah,
not that I felt extra sexy. I think I felt so like beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
The whole process, I think I was so proud of the process.
You weren't maybe as hard on yourself, like as you thought. Like
maybe.
I feel like I definitely, I don't know. There was just this overall feeling of calmness and peace. And there has to be some sort of a hormone that's released to make
and
you feel that way.
So gives peace where like we've talked about before in relationships, like we knew it was our guys because we had so much peace and like peace just marks things that like are of God.
Yes.
And even if you are struggling with anxiety, like you can pray that, you know, like I just pray the peace of God that passes all understanding, you know, and you can speak like speaking that kind of stuff over yourself really helps. Like
it's
even
so
when
true.
I feel like that, like I think I've always been so cautious to like label something and like take ownership of, I've definitely had anxious thoughts, but I've always been like, I'm not going to claim anxiety. I'm going to be like, I've been anxious before for sure. And there are people who are riddled with it and like, you definitely need to get some help if that's what you're needing. But like, I think I would just always, I'd be like, especially in pregnancy, I'd pray like life and life abundant, or I would have these like verses that when I started to get scared, there's something that just comes with that. Like there's so much peace.
It's so true. I know.
It's so
helpful. I think that's been something that I have been challenged by, because I do think that sometimes my anxiety, for me at least, I think that is just my cross to bear. I think I'm wired like that. I remember being in kindergarten, being anxious. Like, I think it's just something I deal with. But with that being said, I also believe that sometimes anxiety, at least in my case, can also be when I'm trying to control things that I can't or shouldn't. And I need to be more honestly, like faithful and yeah. trusting in God. And Chris, I think I was telling you this, Chris is like truly has the most childlike faith. Like yeah. I've never met anyone.
Russ is the same way.
Like,
look at these two.
Literally just
so sweet.
Truly, truly, truly like doesn't worry about anything because he knows that God is in control. And I think, again, anxiety is like an actual yeah. like chemical thing. And it's like
right,
not
right.
so not to like put it all on that. But I do think sometimes I also my anxiety gets worse when I am not as trusting as I should be
yeah.
or I'm not as, you know, deep in my prayer life as I should be. And it definitely helps in those situations to when I start to refocus,
yeah.
you know,
recalibrate,
my brain, recenter. It definitely helps a lot.
Did you have, we've talked about this before and we talk about dreams a lot on this podcast. Lauren definitely has prophetic dreams. We've discussed this and we will clue you in on it. And she's actually one of the stories I had on my episode with Ainsley. I just never said who it was. Did you have nightmares as a kid?
Oh, I had night terrors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so curious because we were like, when you have a bad dream, like when I do, I wake up and there's like a vibe to my day
mm-hmm.
that I'm just so curious if that is like a
piece. Like a cloud.
Yeah. Like a piece of that, like what you thought as anxiety as a kid.
Could be.
You know what I mean?
It's like, so true. I never thought about that.
Part of it.
Yeah.
So if y'all remember one of the episodes I talked about telling people dreams and if you should or shouldn't. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes it's so freaking random and it doesn't make sense. And sometimes you just know you're supposed to tell someone. And I was like, I had this dream that a friend was wearing a necklace from an old boyfriend. And I was like, I should not text her this. Like, this is so ridiculous. But I just couldn't let it go. Like, it kept like replaying throughout my day. And that's what's interesting about bad ones. It can flash through your day and it like really affect you. And so I text Lauren. I was like, hey, and I like gave all the disclaimers. I was like, this is so ridiculous. And like, please just ignore this if this makes absolutely no sense to you. But I was like, I had this dream. You were wearing a necklace from your old boyfriend. And all of a sudden you realized it and you like took it off. Or I was helping you take it off. I can't remember exactly. It was like, this was like years ago, like
yeah,
2 years
probably,
ago. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, at least.
But I still remember it. That's what's even crazier. It's mm-hmm. like, so if I forget a dream within like an hour, like that wasn't something I was supposed to sure. know or remember. Anyway, and you text me back and you were like, this is wild, like all caps. And I was like, what? And you were like, you're not going to believe this. And you tell them the story.
I had realized on accident, not intentionally, I had been wearing a necklace that an ex-boyfriend gave me, specifically the like somewhat toxic relationship that I had mentioned to you before. But my mom... It's actually so weird. They gave me these necklaces the same year for Christmas. They're literally like a solitaire diamond gold chain, like very simple, delicate, yeah. dainty necklaces. One diamond is slightly like, I don't even really know a lot about carats, but
yeah,
like probably 0.001, like just yeah. slightly to the eye bigger than the other. And I had accidentally been wearing the one that my ex had given me, thinking I was wearing the one that my mom had given me because they look the exact right. same. And I think the only reason I realized it is because I was like, oh gosh, this is like the one that's a slightly bigger. And so yeah. I took it off and put it back in my like jewelry drawer and switched it to the one that my mom had given me. And then you texted me that. And I was like,
do you remember how far apart? Was it super close?
You know what? I don't remember, but yeah. I feel like I remember it being very recent. Like, yeah. I don't remember if it was like a week or two.
Yeah, I think it was like a week. That's what I remember.
I feel like I just know it was like very recent enough where I was like, what? How would she have known this?
So bizarre. Like, truly so bizarre. And I, like, you know, like, if you listen to this, like, I don't really recommend telling people your dreams because a lot of people do and they're not really what you think.
Or could they take it the wrong way or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, or they're not, like, life-giving and some things you're just supposed to pray for.
Sure.
And not, no one needs to know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was like, wait, what? Like, I could not believe it. And then you started telling me, you're like, this is crazy. Like, so do you dream a lot? And I was like, yeah. And you were like, this is crazy. I've always dreamt things like before they happen
mm-hmm.
since I was a kid. And I was like, Lauren, and I didn't know this about you. The whole purpose of me having that dream was God telling you, you have prophetic dreams.
True.
That was it. That was only that. And you and I both, I have a ring from an ex-boyfriend that I also need to get rid of. So we can go to a pawn shop together. Like, because you're like, what do I do with this? I can't just donate it to Goodwill. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just, we'll go to a pawn shop and then like give the money to like a single mom or something. Yes. I don't know.
That's actually such a good idea.
Let's do it. I'm just like, what is the point of this? And I remember saying on the text being like, Lauren, like God wants you to know that he speaks to you in dreams. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And tell him the dream that made you. This is wild, y'all.
This was probably the moment where I realized how, and it was probably the most literal application of a dream I had ever had. But gosh, maybe like five, or it's probably about 6 years ago now, I had been watching a movie and I fell asleep watching the movie and I woke up kind of, you know, in a scary, like just frazzled, you know, because I had just dreamed. It wasn't like a super vivid dream, but it was vividly, there were like sirens and lights and some sort of like emergency vehicles, and my whole family was in it. Like my family was in trouble and there were emergency vehicles. And then I woke up and I was panicked. I was so panicked that I actually texted my mom and just said, hey, are you okay? I just had a horrible dream. You know, when you like have a bad dream about someone and you just like want to tell them you love them, because it was like kind of traumatizing. She was like, yeah, we're fine, whatever. And so I went to bed that night, and literally the next morning, I get a call from my parents being like, don't freak out, but our house caught on fire and the fire trucks put it out. Everyone's okay. The dogs are okay. But our dryer caught on fire, and they had a major house fire, like where they were out of their house for like 3 months. And this was not even 12 hours.
Yeah.
After this whole thing had happened. So that was really the first like, oh my gosh. And I had even told my mom about the dream. So she can, you know,
vouch for it
that this happened. So, and I don't know why I would like, cause I didn't do anything to like help anyone. Like, it's not like my text to my mom like prevented anything from happening. So part of me is like, I wonder why I was given that dream. Yeah. Like,
well, just to show you that God speaks to you in them.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like that wasn't going to happen or you could have stopped it from happening. Like, I do believe when you have some of those dreams, it is to pray that they don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes like a friend of mine, she had a dream about Columbine the night before it happened when she was little. And she came downstairs and she was like, Mom, I had a dream that there was a shooting at a school. And it was literally on the news. And like, it's not like she knew to pray against that. It's not like any of those things. Like, I think God sometimes just writes a story teaching us some things, mm-hmm. being like, hey, you hear from me here.
Mm-hmm.
And you specifically, her specifically, me specifically. And like, I just love this about God. Like, he communicates. He's like a real dad. He's like the best dad. Like, I just want you to know, if you don't get dreams, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you or any of that. It is like God speaks differently to different people. Mm-hmm. And you probably experience him in ways that I don't, mm-hmm. and that Lauren doesn't, but we're visual learners.
True.
So like, I remember dreams specifically. And like, so he knows to speak to me that way. And some people, when they read the Bible, it just like bounces off the page to them because they're so into literature and they love reading. And like, yes, that does happen to me, but I don't always retain it the same that I do dreams or God, like literally doing miracles or experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I retain those like crazy. And he just knows who he's dealing with.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Like, and it's so cool. And like, that is just such a pillar for you to be like, oh yeah, you do speak to me like this. So that when you have a dream that is anxiety inducing or whatever, just like get up. You can tell Chris, like there's the scripture that says one, a believer puts 1,000 to flight and two put 10,000. Like there's a multiplication of two believers. It's not just 2,000. It's times 10. What you can accomplish in the spiritual realm praying for things. So that's why Russ and I pray together a lot. Because I'm like, if we're going to pray against different forces coming against people we love, I'm going to go up against 10,000 instead of just one. And if you aren't married or whatever, like having a friend you can do that with is so powerful and effective in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we do, you know? And then you'll feel this lift. You'll be like, in Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of death over this person. I just am specific. I don't ramble. I don't make it a long thing. Like, I come against it in the name of Jesus. I protect them by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, And I pray for his household and I pray for his grandmother and I pray and I bless the bread he eats tonight. You know, like, it's beautiful. Sure. Bless
his
bread.
Like my dad, when he gives a blessing over our dinner, we're all sometimes like, okay, let's wrap it up.
My dad starts talking to us. Like, he transitions to be like, God, thank you for these blessings and this. And he goes, you guys, you mean the world to me and your mom. And I'm like, who are you talking to?
My dad gets way too detail oriented. Like, he'll be like, we pray for Molly and John, who are currently in Orinda, California. Like, he'll literally state like their geographical location and like what
they're
doing.
Lord,
I'm not joking. We're like, okay, we know. We're good. God knows. God knows where they
God
are.
God actually knows so much better. His Find My Friends is spot on.
It's so funny. We give him such a hard time about
I
it.
I have 10,000 people on Find My Friends. Are you a Find My Friendser?
Okay, so no. I just have my family.
Yeah, okay.
And then I actually just added Chris.
Stop
it. I don't know why. I like forgot that Find Friends was a thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to add Chris. This would like solve so many problems.
Yes. One of the greatest resources. Russ and I started, he's the reason I got it. Because my brother who lived in Atlanta, because we'd come to visit and he'd be like, use this app and I'll know how far away you are. Instead of like, so where are you guys now? So
true.
Where are you guys now? And then when Russ was touring and we were dating, we did that. Not in like a shady way, but in a like, so I don't have to ask you, are you in Kentucky or are you in New York?
Yes.
Like, it saves just all this unnecessary. And now it's like, is he still writing? Is he still at that house or is he on his way home? And it is
so
a
nice.
Game changer.
I know.
If
it really is.
You guys don't use this feature on your phone, you need to.
Especially if you're someone like my mom, I'm calling you out right now. She doesn't know. She never answers her phone. And then I like, sometimes it's a couple hours past and I get worried and then I check, but I'm like, okay, she's at home. It's fine.
So
it really is wonderful.
It is nice. And my parents, they'll come babysit. I'm like, have they even left yet? Because I have to leave. Yeah. And so then you don't have to call them. It is magical. Anyway, it's such a random tangent to go on at the end of our like I'm like, hey Lauren, will you accept my Find My Friends request? I just want to see if we're in town at the same time. We do actually do that with our touring people. And sometimes it's funny because you'll do it and you'll be like, wait, we're in the same city as whoever.
So
we were
true.
In London and Charles and Cassie Kelly were there on spring break.
And didn't know it until
had talked about it. But it was funny when I pulled up Find My Friends in London and it was like, because Cassie's relatively close here and I just always see her little picture. And I was just like in London and like, there's
that
Cassie.
Is crazy.
Yeah. So he actually came out and like sang with Russ at the.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was awesome. But
how fun. And you guys brought the whole family.
Yes. We did.
Was it your mom who went or did Russ's mom?
Okay. Game changer. I could not have survived. All you single moms out there, military moms that are
heroes.
And dads, if your wife's in the military, whatever. Y'all, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. You're our heroes.
Heroes. And I feel like you hear kids say that all the time, too.
Yeah.
When they become adults,
really
they're
sweet.
Like, my mom, like, you realize it when you become an adult. A, just how much your parents did in general for you.
Yes.
But I think especially, single moms, single dads, military parents, you're just like, I mean, literally, you are a hero.
I know. Like, when Russ is gone for like 4 or 5 days touring, I'm like, wow, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there are people that are at home with multiple children and they're person is across the world and they don't even know if they're gonna make it home.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, you guys, the strength, like the mental strength. I remember, you know, as I tout like truly the best, but I remember thinking that when you were at home the last several months, because you were fending for yourself without family around and Chris was gone. And I was like, man, she's so strong. Like, I remember being like, I'm so impressed. And you'd still come on the internet and like look stunning. And I was like, what happening? Like superhuman
like
over here.
Once a week, I would like somewhat pull myself together. And then the rest of the 6 days.
Even when you have no makeup on and your hair is a mess, you're still the cutest darn thing on the planet. So
Kaylee,
I mean it.
This is why you have friends. They build you up. It's wonderful.
Yes. Well, that's why you need friends who build you up. If you don't have that, I need you to go find some.
I know. Yeah. Just check on the baby. Make sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We're
the house hasn't burned down.
You know?
Okay, everything's fine.
See, this is a message to moms too. You can leave the house.
Yes.
And everything will be okay.
And then you go home and you feel like re-energized, renewed.
Yes. Happened to me yesterday. Yeah. I got my lashes done. I've been doing that again.
Oh, they do. They look really good.
I am just so thankful. I've had the same girl for like ever. So she charges me like $40. She charges me like nothing.
And I'm
like,
that's amazing.
So I tip. I was like, this is ridiculous. Why do you keep charging me this? But anyway, it is like so once we were touring again and just like weird hours, 10-hour flights to Europe, like whatever. I was like, and we're done here. I was like, I cannot maintain trying to look put together. Like, just lashes
they help
do it for me.
So much.
That's it. That's all
it
I can do.
It's weird how much
I can
help.
Do just like a tinted moisture and some lashes. Mm-hmm. And sister feels great. And sister needs to feel great.
It's true.
So anyway, I did that. I did that yesterday. I went and got sushi by myself.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? This is a good day for me. And yeah. I actually stopped by some of my other friends who have kids that I don't always go see mm-hmm. and bring him. Like, my friend just had that baby. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet her baby
Aww.
And not worry about my
and like
toddler.
Be totally present.
Yeah, yeah. Running around. I got to like help clean up yep. and like, you know, put the toys Aww. Away and like help her. She has a 3-year-old mm-hmm. and a newborn. So anyway, I came home and I looked at my son with like this refreshed, yes. renewed like awe and wonder. And like, I'm so obsessed with you. And it was just nice.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much you can miss your child
yes.
after like a few hours.
Yes. So if you need to
I
get
feel
a
like
babysitter,
I've seen you forever.
Whoever is listening, if you need to go have a little
do
me
it.
Day,
I know.
Do it. We're encouraging because we just had a mommy
good reminder.
Me day, the two of us
we
together.
Did. Some Thank coffee,
yes.
some conversation.
Thank you for having coffee with me.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting
Such
me.
Such a treat.
Thanks for my mug.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You'll have to send me selfies with it.
I know. It's so cute.
I know. It's like a little camper mug,
it's so
which is very on brand for me because
you
I
designed
love
this,
camping.
Didn't you?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, I helped.
Cute.
I helped the branding process, but
it's very, very cute. Can people buy these?
I should make them buyable.
Yeah, they're so cute.
If you come to Coffee with Kaylee in real life, you get one.
Right.
And so
we need merch.
Yeah, I know.
The people
I need
merch.
I know. I'm like, this is why I need an assistant.
And like, this would be a cute like hoodie.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I thought of doing a shirt that says, I take my coffee with, and then it just like in the Starbucks like box, it just says Kaylee.
Yeah.
On it. You know, like I take my coffee with cream or I take my coffee with sugar, but it's like I take my coffee with Kaylee.
I got it.
Yeah. I was like, just in case my listeners here did not pick up on that. So when you see this merch.
Okay. You need to start your merch
I know.
Store.
I know. Well,
and
I
your need... Amazon storefront.
Yes.
Because
okay.
you have a lot of good suggestions.
I need to hire someone to help me to
mug.
Do this. Yes. I would love it. I would love it. Anyway, thank you for being here. I
Thanks
love you. Adore
me.
You. I can't wait to have our dinner date.
I know.
Can't wait.
And our play date.
And our play date at the park.
But those are two different things.
Two different things. We're doing all of the mm-hmm. above in the mm-hmm. next couple months because mm-hmm. it's us. If we get this in within 6 months, I will be so proud of
myself. Literally oh. probably already have a newborn.
Oh.
No.
Okay. We
that
have to
actually
do it before
is
the baby.
A good
This
deadline.
Is a good deadline.
Yes. No, no.
Oh my gosh. Well, we hope you guys have the best day. We love you. Thanks for listening. Well, guys, I have some very exciting news for you. By popular demand, I have brought back our friend Ben for a follow-up episode. Y'all have had so many questions about what his transition from prison to real life was, how he got married, how he met his wife, and I'm sure you already know he has way more incredible stories to tell. So he's coming back, and I can't wait for him to share them with you. So we'll see you next week.